This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up, more about Fidel Castro. He's dead, and Melanie wants to talk about it. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Also have a story about how he treated gay people while he was alive, and it wasn't very nice. So there's a lot of lefties out there who have been lauding Fidel Castro, but maybe they're not aware that he apparently tortured and murdered gay people during his time in charge over there. So we can talk about that. But there was actually, and by the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
There was actually an email that came in a few days ago, and I want to make sure I don't forget to talk about this because it's an update on a case that we have been following here now for years on Free Talk Live, and it is the case of Zen magnets. Daryl, do you know what Zen magnets are?
Oh, yeah, they're the little orange and blue things that you have here in the studio that I like to play with occasionally.
Incorrect.
They're little magnets.
Incorrect.
No?
The Zen magnets are the silver little magnets. The orange and blue magnets are from a company that is now out of business. God, they were the most popular company.
But anyway,
what were they called?
These little magnetic balls.
Yeah.
That, you know, you make little shapes out of, and, you know, I like to wrap around my fingers occasionally and
they're
make
like,
hexagons.
Wait, so were only the silver ones illegal?
Hold on, I'll explain. So, they're neat little magnetic toys that are perfect for, like, an office. You got something you want to keep your hands busy with, you're on the phone, or you're, you know, talking with somebody on a meeting or whatever, you want to, you know, fidget. They're perfect little fidget toys. And, you know, you can use your creativity to make things out of them. Or if you're like me and you're not particularly artistic, then you just make boring stuff. But they're still fun. And
you can make like a stress ball out of it.
Yeah, that's true. So the orange and blue ones that we have in the studio came from a company called Buckyballs.
Yes.
That was the big company that was out there, you know, putting these things out there. They went out of business after the Consumer Product Safety Commission issued a ruling that basically said that the sales of these magnetic balls, these tiny little neodymium magnetic balls, are now prohibited. That doesn't mean that the possession of them is illegal. So they're not contraband, but the sales of those balls within the United States is illegal.
Just like lawn darts.
You should just trade them for Bitcoin then.
Well, I don't know.
That is not
Zen
advice.
Magnet.
Don't do that.
So
I believe Zen Magnets was selling theirs for Bitcoin.
They were, which is how we ended up finding out about Zen Magnets and the whole story. So Mark and I were at our very first ever Bitcoin conference. So this was, I don't know, 4 years ago now or something like that. We were out on the West Coast, somewhere in California. I think it was San Jose. They had some Bitcoin conference there. It was a big deal. There was a lot of people there. And there was this Asian gentleman who was walking around. He had a backpack on, and there was a sign on his backpack advertising his magnets for sale for Bitcoin. And so, of course, you know, we're looking for people to talk to who have interesting stories. We do when we're out on the road. We always, you know, interview people when we're doing remote broadcasts.
Yep.
And so we talked to the dude, and he came on the show. His name's Shahan Q, and he is the owner of ZenMagnets.com. Now, Zen Magnets was one of the competitors to Buckyballs. They were the ones, so we bought actually those silver magnets from him at that show. And, you know, just as powerful magnets, they're the exact same thing, basically, as what Buckyballs was selling. The difference between Zen Magnets and Buckyballs is Buckyballs crumbled under the pressure and the threat of the federal government, and Zen Magnets stood up for themselves. They hired attorneys. They went after the CPSC saying, this is ridiculous. You guys have never done this in, like, you know, this is the most ridiculous ruling you've ever made against a product. The people who are fans of this product actually came out in support. They sent messages of support to the CPSC. Of course, CPSC didn't care about that. So when the CPSC firmly ruled that these are dangerous, there's children out there that might swallow these magnets. And if you
swallow one magnet, you'll probably be okay. Yeah. Unless you go anywhere near, you know, an MRI or something.
Right.
If you swallow two of the magnets, then you might have some problems if they wind up pinching inside your colon.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to swallow one
digestive tract
and then later swallow another one. If you swallow two at once, they'll probably stick together and then, you know, stay stuck together.
If you're lucky.
Through the digestive tract. But generally a bad idea to swallow magnets. And
yes.
Well, but you weren't supposed to swallow them.
No.
Is kind of the thing.
And there were
right.
warnings all over the product.
But children like to put things in their mouth.
Correct.
Children can only put things in their mouth that you grant them access to.
That's correct. And there were warnings all over these products. Warning!
Right, but
four-year-old
kids can't read the warning label.
No,
4-year-old kids also aren't going into the toys or the office supply store or wherever these were sold and buying the product
right, but
in the
like,
first place.
What I'm saying is, if you just have them laying on your desk and
that's
the little
right.
four-year-old, oh, here's something that looks fun.
That's where parental responsibility
okay, so,
comes
so
into play.
So you can either have these things laying on your desk or you can have a 4-year-old. All
or
products
can,
don't
right.
mix together. Like, or you could close the door to where your desk is.
Or lock them up in the desk
that's
drawer.
That's not a product problem. That's a parenting problem.
Correct.
If these things exploded for no reason, that would be a product problem.
Then it would be
this
a Samsung
a
Galaxy Note
problem.
7.
Yes, Samsung, that's a product
that's
problem.
A problem yeah.
You do everything right, and it explodes, or it catches on fire, or something.
Some of them exploded, some of them
yeah,
caught
so
fire.
Yeah, so a product that spontaneously combusts is a product safety issue. Your 4-year-old swallowing things that they shouldn't have in the first place is a you're a horrible parent issue.
All right, correct. So what about lawn darts? Because I think it was the same group,
CPSC.
The consumer product whatever, that got lawn darts prohibited.
Right.
I think that lawn darts has a better argument, but I still think they're wrong for banning them. They're wrong for banning them.
So, in this case, no one, by the way, was ever hurt by Zen Magnet's product. There was some account somewhere of some kid who had eaten some magnets, and that's why the CPSC went ahead and banned these products. So the good news is, in an
they
email...
They should ban that child.
In an email that I received from Shahan Q about a week ago, in a victory for small business, the United States Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit has ruled in favor of Zen Magnets in a 2-1 ruling, vacating the rule of the Consumer Product Safety Commission promulgated in September of 2014, preventing the importation of magnets. The majority opinion concluded that, quote, the commission's prerequisite factual findings, which are compulsory under the CPSC, which is the Consumer Product Safety Act, or excuse me, CPSA, then they give the section, are incomplete and inadequately explained, unquote. As such, the court ruled to vacate and remand to the commission. Zen previously won a rare triumph in March of 2016 by successfully contesting the CPSC product recall in court in at least 20 years, I guess being the first successful contest of that in 20 years. Zen's new successful rulemaking appeal is also uncommon for the CPSC, representing the first time a CPSC rule has been vacated in 33 years.
Woohoo!
Zen has been represented by David Jaffa of a particular law firm. Regarding the ER injury statistics, which Zen has referred to as the CPSC epidemiology elephant in the room, the 10th Circuit Court wrote, quote, while the commission is certainly free to rely on the emergency room injury report data sent, it may not do so in a way that cloaks its findings in ambiguity and imprecision and consequently hinders judicial review, unquote. So it sounds like the commission was less than honest in how they came about with their ruling. Regarding the social and economic costs and benefits, the court ruled as follows, quote, although the commission's evaluation of the cost of the rule to magnet distributors was adequate, its evaluation of the cost to consumers was incomplete, unquote. And finally, regarding the commission's simultaneous regulatory enforcement, quote, it appears that the commission's regulatory activity was predicated at least in part on enforcing the pre-existing toy standard. The commission's benefits findings, however, do not adequately account for the reduced injury rate and therefore reduced need for a new standard resulting from its recent apparent enforcement. An agency may not simply ignore, without analysis, important data trends reflected in the record, unquote. In the next couple of days, Zen will begin accepting pre-orders for the Zen magnets upon which their business was built and have been barred from production since early 2015. But availability may not be permanent. Despite Zen's remarkable victories in the past year, the future of the business is still uncertain. The recall ruling in favor of Zen is now being appealed by the CPSC. So, if you want to check them out, I would recommend Zen Magnets. Get them while you can. 855-450-FREE. We'll keep you in the loop. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio waves. Here are toll free numbers 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you may Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about anything. More on the Zen Magnets case actually coming up here. It looks like ZenMagnets.com taking pre-orders right now for the resuming of production of these previously illegal products.
Are they taking Bitcoin?
They were before. It's a good question. I'll dig into that, see if we can figure that out. I suspect he would be, but I haven't double checked it. So we'll talk more about that coming up. But first, we've got Sarah in Albuquerque, and Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Daryl.
Yes, I just want to mention that, you know, to all the worldwide communists in all the countries, you know, Fidel Castro was our comandante and our comrade. And, you know, he has defended the
You're a communist, Sarah?
Yeah, she said she's a communist before on
the
show.
And, you know, communism will prevail, you know, and La Viva.
So you want to exterminate the gays, is that right?
Well, you know what? For me,
okay, well, that's not fair, because killing gay people is not a tenet of communism.
No, but it's what it's apparently what her hero supported, Mr. Fidel Castro, your comrade.
Well, look at this. You know, something nobody is...
So you're happy to team up with killers, huh? To get your communism installed in the world?
No, it was just a cultural thing. I think if we had communism in America, we could welcome the gays included.
Because America has been so nice to gays in the past?
No, it's the communism implemented in every culture and country adapted to their own needs and... So that happens to be a Latino culture, and then they have a kind of machismo, anti-gay twist to it, and I don't really quite support that. But you know what?
You don't quite support it.
She supports the communist part, but not the anti-gay part.
Tell me this, Sarah. Let's set aside for the moment that Castro was a murderer and a killer and torturer. So let's just set that aside for a moment. Okay, let's say you want to have a nice, peaceful communism where gay people aren't exterminated. So let's say that's a possibility. What happens? You said you want it in every country of the world. Is that right? Every one of them?
Well, what I'm saying is that in every country, they have their own style that they adapt to the culture of their people.
But do you want communism in every country of the world?
Right, and then they have their own culture that adapts to them.
So this is what I want to know is, let's say, for instance, that Melanie, Daryl, and myself do not wish to participate in your communist utopia. What would happen to us?
Well, I don't know. I just
Well, think about it. Take a moment, and instead of just blabbering, just think about it. What would happen? You get elected to be the ruler of the new communist United States of America. Or the CUSA, or the United Communist States of America, the UCSA. You are now the new communist ruler, and you're going to implement your communist plan across the United States. The voters have given you their blessing. You've gotten more than, you know, half of the voters in the United States to vote for you. You are, you know, this is what the voters want. So this is
it
what
would be the USSA, the United Sarah States of America.
It may very well be. So, Sarah, in that case... And then you find out that there are these three talk show hosts in New Hampshire who are saying and speaking out against communism, saying they don't agree with forcing people into the communist structure and that they are not going to participate. What do you do about those folks?
Well, I really don't know. But you know what? Why would you want to hate?
What do you think Castro would do about them?
Think about it. Communism, in the communist country, they have free health care, free education, and free medical care.
You do understand that nothing is free. Do you understand that? Nothing is free. Those people have to get paid. The people who are producing the medical care that you're talking about, they have to get paid. So somebody's got to pay them. So the money for that comes from somewhere. It comes from the taxpayer. It comes from the worker.
Right, but you know what? It's for nonprofit. The doctors there, they do it to service the public. They don't do it to get rich.
Eat and don't have to pay rent or a mortgage.
No, they do, but they don't.
Oh, you won't have a mortgage.
They have to get paid.
All the houses will be free too, so you won't have a mortgage. Don't worry about that.
But that's right. It's everything is supposed to be
free. Everything will be free. That's
okay,
right.
If everything okay, is free, then things that aren't fun to make aren't going to get made.
What if I don't? You said everything's supposed to be state-owned. What if I don't want the state to own Free Talk Live, this radio show?
Well, you know something? I think we could have a mixed economy. You could own a certain amount of personal property and business, and the rest of it should be state-owned. Like doctors should be doing it for public service, not to get rich. And
okay, so we should only have a limited amount of doctors that is limited to the amount of people who want to be doctors purely for altruistic reasons, and nobody else is going to be a doctor. So we're going to have a shortage of doctors now, because if you want to be a doctor for money, you can't do that anymore. It's not allowed. So then when there's more sick people than doctors, then what are you going to do?
Well, the thing is, well, they have plenty of doctors. They had 1,200 doctors that they sent to the Katrina victims. You know,
who's
he wanted to help the black people.
Who sent 1,200 doctors to the Katrina victims?
Cuba. Fidel Castro said 1,000.
There was an embargo in Cuba in 2005.
No, I mean, you know what? They blipped it. They only talked about it very little. Bush, he was white. He wanted to make sure the black people just died. Okay.
Yeah, I was there, and I think I would have noticed if a Cuban ship pulled up and dumped 1,200 people.
It was marked as Red Cross, and Ray Nagin told them to turn around because he didn't want any assistance coming into the city.
Look, I'm sorry, Sarah.
It was Bush that refused it.
Okay.
No, Sarah, it was Ray Nagin.
Like
Ray Nagin, the mayor.
The black mayor.
The black mayor of New Orleans put up barricades and told the police to turn Red Cross volunteers around because he didn't want people coming into the city. He was trying to get people to leave.
Now, to be fair, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, I believe, did turn around trucks from Walmart that were loaded with water and ice for the people. They turned those around, but I doubt George Bush had any say in whether or not that was going to happen. I mean, he's the president. He's not running FEMA.
Free 1,200 free doctors. He wanted to send it, and Bush, President Bush, refused it. Okay.
Well, look, I'm not taking Bush's side, Sarah. I don't support George W. Bush. I want to make that clear. But I want to also, you know, point out here that communism is not something everybody's going to agree on. So at some point, if you actually do have some sort of success for your communist party, that you're going to have to threaten violence against people in order to get them to go along with it. You understand that, right?
Well, you know what? How come the oil companies could pose violence on the protesters
because
right now?
Because they're backed by the United States federal government.
That's okay.
You're dodging my question, Sarah. If you don't want to actually have a conversation, we can just move on. Do you want to have a conversation or not?
You know what they're saying is only the communists are violent. Oil companies are very violent.
No,
all governments are violent.
The government is violence. The state is violence. And you want to use the state, thank you for the call, you want to use the state to impose your viewpoint on other people, which is what people do, is they fight over control of the state so they can impose their way on others. And it's a sickness, and it needs to go away. And you can't acknowledge that that's even what's happening. You can't even address the questions that are directly asked of you about this. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Rejoin us on the radio. Here's the number. 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about Kami Castro, which we still, I know you've got comments on, about him specifically, Melanie. We'll get into that coming up here. Also, more about Zen Magnets. They are now legally able to sell their product for the time being, at least until the CPSC appeals up the appeals court decision further. So it's not over yet. We'll tell you more about the latest on Zen Magnets. Also, if you're looking to get out of this Obamacare nonsense and actually have a chance at some free market health care, well, you can get the closest thing to it over at healthexcellenceselect.com, where they'll give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. Plus, they know that HIPAA's messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can go to healthexcellenceselect.com. Learn more about it there. Healthexcellenceselect.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Well, I'd love to have a chance to hear about what Melanie has to say about Castro and respond, but I actually am calling him, speaking of the flag, Minister Freeman, your fellow preacher that lies yesterday, attributed an immoral thought and sentiment to me. He named Huh? Hold.
About he named what? You got you. You dropped some packets there. He named what?
Minister Edge, your fellow preacher that lies for a misspent life, who's going to hell when he does die, if he doesn't repent and atone for being all the terrible things he's done in this world, and being a volunteer fireman and all the nice things he does down don't make up for it. But anyway, he said that where the American flag flies over death and tyranny, James doesn't care. Well, I don't actually have that sentiment, but again, your fellow preacher that lies said so. And therefore it is, and it's okay with you guys. But Daryl, again, Minister Edge said the most disgusting thing I've ever heard a person say. The fact of the matter is the people in the Pentagon deserved it. And he actually yelled it into the microphone with you sitting right next to him. And you said nothing to him about, wait a second, we're supposed to be anti-war. We're supposed to be pro-peace. We're not for the mass murder of people for political gain. So do you care to, and by the way, Minister Perry, that was the same episode you accused me of wanting to nuke the Middle East and kill all the Muslims and commit genocide when I never used the word Muslim. I was talking about we should topple the dictators in the Middle East, the sheiks, the madmen.
So what are you saying? You're saying Daryl should have spoken up and
yes, you care to speak of it now, Daryl? It was 2 years ago.
I have nothing to say to you, James.
Of course not, because you're not a minister. You're a pathetic liar. And a morbidly obese
no, you're just
being.
An angry,
yes.
Horrible person,
hey,
and I have nothing. I have nothing to say to you.
You think that's not going to make me angry? You never apologize.
You're always angry, James. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. I'll address what he said.
Even that was 2 years ago.
Oh, he's got notes.
He's still angry about something that happened on the show 4 years ago.
Yeah, he is. He is permanent.
He doesn't
butthurt.
Know how to let anything go and move on.
I was a minarchist.
That's why I'm in the first seat, I don't take his call because he never has new information. At least Sarah, for as crazy as she is, has new stuff to say.
Yeah.
She doesn't call and say, remember 2 years ago when I called and talked about the railroad?
Are you supposed to remember a particular conversation
no.
from 2 years ago?
Yeah, you're supposed to take his word for it. But it is true. Mark did say that line about the Pentagon. He's brought it up, I don't know, 70 times or something like that over the last couple of years when he's called the show. He's obsessed over it. I don't think we can't say what Mark was thinking or whatever because he's not here. So it's convenient that James calls to bring up something Mark said when Mark's not actually here to defend himself or say something about it. But I can understand where the sentiment comes from in that, you know, if indeed he said that the people in the Pentagon deserved it, what he was suggesting was that the people that work for the Pentagon are working for an agency of the government whose primary task, even though it's supposedly the Department of Defense, is to aggress against people all around the world, to bomb innocent, peaceful people in a variety of different countries, drone strikes, so on and so forth. I mean, there's no way that somebody who's working for the Pentagon can say that they aren't aware of the things that are going on. They're not like your typical government functionary or pencil pusher or whatever. They're working for one of the most aggressive of government agencies. It's not like, you know, it's not the same thing to say that the person clearing the snow from the streets in Keene, New Hampshire is tantamount because they work for the government to the same level that
the Pentagon
employees.
There are aggressive and non-aggressive government positions, and a lot of people think, or not a lot of people necessarily, but there are people who think that if you have any state or federal, any government job, that you're committing aggression. I don't agree with that. I only think if your job is inherently aggressive, then you're committing. So only if you're actually committing aggression are you committing aggression.
In which case, you wouldn't say that the Pentagon people deserved it, would you?
The Pentagon people are definitely. What position can you have in the Pentagon where you're not committing aggression?
Well, there's pencil pushers. I mean, they're not dropping the bombs directly.
Okay, so the guy who fills out police reports is committing aggression because he's filing, like, slave paperwork.
What about the person who is shipping food to the troops?
I don't know how that works enough to really say either way. So I don't know, like, are you shipping food, like, specifically to troops? Or are you shipping food to the region of Afghanistan?
The military is shipping. There's people in the military who ship food to the troops.
Okay, yeah, so if you're working in the military might be...
Are the support roles aggressors?
Support roles, yes. I don't want to say that definitively about the military because I do think it's possible to think that you're in a defensive position if you're especially low-ranking military. If you have clearance and you're in the Pentagon, you don't think that. So yeah, an 18-year-old that signs up because, you know, in 2001, because he thought that he was going to protect us from terrorists, I'm not ready to say he's an aggressor. He might have become later. He might have found out some stuff later. I think that it is possible to innocently join the military.
I don't see how
it's possible to innocently join the Pentagon.
Good point. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, once you join the military and then you discover that you're not going to be used for defensive purposes, but indeed to go off and kill innocent people, at some point, once you learn that, you need to then stop. You need to then go AWOL or whatever. You need to start smoking pot openly. You got to do something to get out of the military at that point. Otherwise, you are committing.
Right. Aggression. And I would even still say, yes, you're committing. I would even still rank that less than somebody who has more of an at-will position. So I'm not letting them off the hook, but I do think that it's a little bit different because you're more in that, you're in a more difficult position. And that doesn't make it okay, but I do think that that's inherently different than somebody who's, say, a cop, where they can just not show up today if they feel like it and nothing bad will happen to them.
I see what you're saying. The cops aren't facing time in the brig if they decide to quit their job.
Right, or a lot, or it can, yeah.
Let's go to Paul. He's in California listening to K-Talks. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Daryl.
Yeah, hello, guys. And I'd like to clarify something. Last Monday's my Friday, when Melanie was on. But first off, I was wondering about the magnets. Do they polarize your personality? Is that how that works? Anyway, I said something. Melanie, and I want to make, because you're on Mondays, and this is my Friday. It's kind of
meaning, when you say it's your Friday, you mean you're getting ready to take a couple days off?
Yeah. I work for the Sinners in Laughlin, Nevada. I'm a pantry chef there at one of those places where they gamble. And anyway, we talked about the agnostics, and we all agreed that it wasn't, if you don't know, yes, that's fine, you need to study it. That is not what an agnostic is, because I wanted to call you guys back. An agnostic is somebody who doesn't care. They don't care if you go up and down. They don't care if they catch every light green or red. They don't care if their neighbor gets blown up. They don't care about all these things that are going on. And I know I'll take.
I've never heard that.
What agnostic means. Agnostic isn't
religious.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Freak.
Agnostic means they don't care one way or another.
Let's talk about it, because I don't think you're right about that. I'll go ahead and pull up the definition of agnostic. I believe agnostic, well, A, of course, means without, so the prefix A. Gnostic, I believe, is belief,
knowledge,
right? Or knowledge. Okay, so stand by. We'll continue. Here's just somebody who says, I don't know. 855 doesn't mean they don't want to know. Just means they don't know. 855-450-FREE. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Entrepreneurship, progress, innovation. You can achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It is the main and proper study of every citizen. Visit fee.org/FTL for free online courses perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course is Economics in One Day. It's easy to understand, but will impart upon you an understanding of economics greater than school ever could. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. You can start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. We lost Paul, who I believe was calling, listening to K-Talks out in California and Arizona, right there in the Tri-Corner area or whatever. So he had brought up the question of not atheism, but agnosticism. That is the belief that one does not know, or the claim to lack of knowledge about something. Oh, I'm sorry, Melanie. Try that again. My bad.
It's essentially being not unconvinced of whatever position you have. Okay, so you can't be
an atheist, by the way.
Yeah. And you can't be an agnostic. You have to be an agnostic something. It's not really a religious term. It gets used that way a lot. It gets used inaccurately a lot. If you're an atheist or a theist, you're either a agnostic or a Gnostic atheist or a theist. Or you could be agnostic on other issues. You can be an agnostic 9/11.
Vaccines, right? Well, like people don't know. I don't know enough about vaccines.
Well, you could be agnostic on not believing the efficiency of vaccines. Most people.
Or whether they're dangerous.
Right.
Yeah.
You could be an agnostic 9/11 truther. You can be.
I'm an agnostic on quantum physics because I know that it's a thing.
A belief. So you would have.
I don't know how it works.
Okay.
So therefore, like agnostic, like without knowledge. I am without knowledge of how quantum physics works.
It's not ignorance of the subject. It's not being convinced of your position on an issue.
Why wouldn't it include ignorance on a subject?
Because it's just not what
to be without means. Knowledge. Okay, I've got the definition here from dictionary.com. Number one is the God-related one. A person who holds the existence of the ultimate cause as God and the essential nature of things are unknown and unknowable, or that human knowledge is limited to experience. Definition two, a person who denies or doubts the possibility of ultimate knowledge in some area of study. Definition three, a person who holds neither of two opposing positions on a topic. So that's probably the most basic definition. The origin of it is from the Greek agnost, variants of agnotos, or not known, or incapable of being known. And can be confused sometimes with the word atheist, which is generally somebody who believes that there is no God. So even though you don't really have any knowledge on the subject, you've made the decision, Melanie, to be an atheist, correct? So that's different from agnosticism on that
subject.
Well,
it's not different because it's a parallel thing. So it's saying you're agnostic is like saying you're very what?
Very, huh?
Well, exactly. Saying I am an agnostic is like saying I am very. You have to be very something.
Okay.
Usually when people say they're an agnostic, they mean that they're an agnostic atheist. But that's not what agnostic means.
I don't know if you can be an agnostic atheist.
Well, you have to be an agnostic something.
No, you're agnostic
towards
about
God.
Something.
You would be agnostic on the question of God. An atheist is someone who has made the decision that God does not exist, that there
right.
is no
and
God.
And so if you're a Gnostic atheist, you believe that there is no God and believe that you are definitively right about that. If you're
that would agnostic, not make you an agnostic. That would just make you an atheist.
That's how it typically gets used. But as a philosophical term, agnostic means you're unsure about whatever position you're taking.
The atheist is sure there is no God.
If you're a Gnostic atheist, sure.
Oh, dude, what did you say? A Gnostic atheist or agnostic?
A Gnostic. So somewhat they know, and I'm using air quotes.
I couldn't hear the word clearly. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
There is no deity.
Yeah, that is a little bit difficult.
A Gnostic, agnostic was sounding the same to me.
And then Gnostic starting with a G.
A Gnostic. Yes. Gnostic, right.
Yeah.
Gnostic.
Yeah, Latin and English don't mix well. But, yeah, so if you're, you know, if somebody can be agnostic on 9/11 conspiracy theories, which would mean that
they don't know enough.
But they're still, because you can completely just not take an issue, not take a position, and that's just not taking a position.
Mm-hmm.
But you can believe something and either say that you know definitively that that's true, or you can believe something and say that you don't have absolute knowledge that you're right. And that's not something that we usually, at least anywhere I've been around, on a daily basis kind of encounter. People usually just go to one extreme or the other.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But in a lot of cases, it's more intellectually honest to be an agnostic something.
I agree. It is more intellectually honest to admit you don't know something.
Right. So, it's not an adverb per se, but it's more, if you think about it more as an adverb than as a noun, at least in philosophical terms, that's it means that you admit that you don't have knowledge of what your belief is.
If you want to join us here for the discussion, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Zen Magnets is coming back, at least for now, until the CPSC appeals a ruling by the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals that reversed the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission's previous ruling. So they had ruled against Zen Magnets. They'd ruled against those little tiny magnetic balls that are fun to play with. If you've ever tried these things, they're a blast. If you've never tried them, well, now you might have a chance to get some legally, because it has been illegal for Zen Magnets to import them and sell them until just now. And they wrote a little letter to the CPSC. It's appearing on their website at zenmagnets.com and their blog titled Ban Cleared, Game On. Dear CPSC, It seems like just the other day that magnet spheres were regulated more restrictively than cars, cigarettes, and or alcohol in the United States. A week ago, there was no acceptable warning, no acceptable age, no sales restriction, nor waiver that would allow production of magnets like Zen Magnets, Buckyballs, Neoballs, MagnaCube, or NeoCubes. Those are some of the other brand names who've all gone out of business, with the exception of Zen Magnets. It didn't matter if a single adult wanted magnets for themselves or if a parent wanted to decide for themselves and their family. The government didn't agree, and consumer consent in the matter was not required. Today, we're excited to once again take orders of Zen Magnets for immediate production. On the 22nd of this month, the 10th Circuit Court Court of Appeals vacated, which means to overturn, the magnet set rule. We are so grateful for the community support and encouragement we've received that makes our stand possible, because it was not cheap to hire the attorneys they needed to hire to go through this level of federal courts. For the past 2 years, we've been the last company standing against the Consumer Product Safety Commission's war on magnets. Despite our first in decades court victory against the CPSC recall stop sale in March, we were disheartened to still be unable to provide Zen magnets due to the concurrent import ban. Embittering that, even after a judge found that our magnets create no exposure to danger whatsoever, that's the judge's words, when used properly, our heads were still being held underwater. In recent past, we were financially exhausted and preparing for dissolution. This judgment literally couldn't have come any later for our little magnet company. Feasibly, this presents an opportunity for the CPSC, together with Zen, to really address the magnet safety problem. Yes, high-powered magnets can be dangerous if misused. For readers, if two magnets are swallowed, they can pinch internally and require surgery. Like fireworks, but safer, they are not children's toys, and we've not sold them as such. So it's a great point here. He's pointing out that these little magnets, which have, in the history of their existence, probably less than 10 years or about 10 years they've been around, have really not hurt anybody. I mean, there's been maybe like one kid who got hurt by these things, and it wasn't even the Zen Magnets brand. There are warnings all over these products, but yet fireworks can be sold, balloons can be sold, pools can be sold, and these are all things that are highly dangerous to children.
And most of which are marketed towards children. Adults are not running around with sparklers.
Fireworks are not legal everywhere.
This is true. There are some states where you cannot buy probably even sparklers. Toll-free number is 855-453. I'm going to share the rest of the Zen Magnets letter to the CPSC after their current victory at the appeals court. It's great news, and we still got to figure out if they're taking Bitcoin for their pre-orders. I'll check on that, too. Toll-free number is 855-453. You can join us. Hour 3 is coming up on Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, we are offering special discounts, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.